This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In the introduction to my book, A Call to Responsible Freedom, I point out, you have been called to a life of responsible freedom. Responsible freedom is a most important concept, but at the same time, it is very elusive. We tend to swing from one extreme to the other like a pendulum, from rigid adherence to a narrow set of rules to following a laissez-faire attitude where most anything goes. Christian maturity demands balance. We need to take the extremes out of our responses. We need to be responsibly free. Paul declared in Galatians 5:13, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." Peter said the same thing in 1 Peter 2:16, "Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God." God has given us a brain. I've been told that 5 trillion chemical operations are occurring in my brain every second. That's what it takes to keep me functioning under normal circumstances. Virtually all of these chemical operations take place apart from my conscious participation. They are programmed choices that take place automatically. I could never function normally if I had to be consciously involved in that process. But like it or not, we must make conscious choices daily. Life is made up of choices. Consequences result from every choice we make. Even when we postpone choices, that delay affects conditions and consequences. Being wise, therefore, in our choices significantly affects our experience in life. Now, if you can't always listen to these radio programs, you can now listen to them at your convenience on my website, gettingthemessage.org.